I think the message of that music was quite clear. We are not alone. March must have been a good month for devotionals. After I spoke with Joe on Friday and he apologized, said he wasn't going to be here, and so I'm trying to figure out where do we go on Sunday morning. So I let the dogs out and I sat down and just happened to glance over to where Dale keeps his morning devotions. And there was a book sticking out and I picked it up, and it was Our Daily Bread. And it was opened to March. I hope that doesn't mean he's behind, but it was a good option for me. There was the devotion for that day was started with a couple of lines from a short story by Frederick Brown titled Knock. And it begins, "The last man on earth sat alone in an empty room." Then I'm thinking, what's that like? How do you know you're the last person around? There must be somebody next door somewhere. But if you work with the story as written, imagine that you are the last person on the planet. Now, we know Scripture says that's not the way it's going to go, but let's work with it for the moment. How are you feeling? Sad? Scared? A little worried about how things are going to work from here? Life has certainly taken a turn for the different. No one to talk to, no one to ask how their day went or what day it is. No one to enjoy the sunset with or to hold hands with at the end of the day. There's no one to talk sports with, go fishing with, play video games with, or even argue politics with, but then again, there are no politicians left either. No one to watch a movie with, do Bible study. No one to dance with or sing with or laugh with. You're all by yourself. Emotions begin to turn. Joy turns to sorrow and to fear, anxiety. Hope becomes despair and everything changes. And then there's the next line to the story. There was a knock at the door. Who in the world is knocking at your door if you're the only one there? And do you open it or do you hide under the table? Now, it's clearly stated that there's nobody else around, so you know it's not a human. I can tell you that it's not your dog scratching to come in, because our dogs have never in their lives knocked. They bark, they scratch, they make noises. It's not a zombie, it's not Bigfoot, it's not the Loch Ness Monster, because they don't exist. Nor do elves, fairies, hobbits, Superman, or Santa Claus. Think carefully. I'll bet all of you know what I'm going to say next. Who is that knocking at the door? From what we know of our Lord and Savior, we can safely assume that if we are the last person on earth, He's not leaving us behind. We wouldn't be alone unless we choose to be, because Jesus loves us that much. We read in Revelation, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Jesus is the one knocking. We know that. Who else would it be? It was the purpose of his coming, after all. We all know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And further in Luke we read, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? Jesus came to save the lost, and he wants every single one of us, every single person on the planet. We continue in Luke. What man of you, if he loses one, does not leave the... I just read that. I'm sorry. But how do we know we are the sheep he's coming for? Scripture does not leave out any details. From Psalm 100, know that the Lord your God, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And in Psalm 95, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. In the parable of the Good Shepherd, Jesus explains who he is. That's John 10. But when he enters by the door of the shepherd at the sheep, to him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voices of strangers. Did you know that when a shepherd and his sheep settle down for the night, the sheep are all in the enclosure, penned in. There's a couple of, you could call them some word I can't remember, traps that would make a noise if a wolf were to come by, and the sheep would make noises and wake the shepherd. There's an opening in the pen, but the sheep don't go out it because that's where the shepherd sleeps. That's where he guards his flock, and that's where Jesus guards us. We are his sheep. We are safe with him all of the time. We know who's knocking on the door. And I would find it safe to say that all of us here have already opened that door. We have opened our hearts and asked Jesus to come in. We've asked him to teach us, to guide us, and to be our Lord and Savior. We understand that as his followers, our lives will not be full of twinkle lights and fairy dust. That's not how he works. Our lives will have ups and downs. There will be sorrow, confusion, there will be struggles. Yet there will also be love, hope, joy, peace, patience, guidance, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, and self-control. And in the end, we will have eternity with Jesus our Lord and with his Father, the one true God. There are others who have not yet opened that door. And as scary as it may sound, we are part of that solution. We need to speak up. Find ways to share Jesus, our own experiences, perhaps just a word or two, to tell others what Jesus means, why he's important. And I don't mean we should become overbearing, shrieking crazies. At least I don't think so. But when I... I'm sorry, I'm having trouble seeing this morning. When I first typed that it was up to us to go out and change the world, I thought, you know, if I tell people that, some of them might get upset with me. And that inner voice said, so what? They already know it's their responsibility. We're all struggling to be brave enough to speak up. We're not going to be Joan. We're going to be ourselves. But we're going to find a way to have that voice to share what we know. We're going to struggle a little in the beginning to be brave enough to speak up. Maybe just small places in the beginning. But we need to ask God and the Holy Spirit for help. It will come. We will learn how to come out of our rooms holding Jesus' hand, and we will find ways to share our Savior with this world. I don't know how, but we will. It's up to us to be in prayer for that, one thing at a time. And let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for being our shepherd. Thank you for loving us and teaching us. Show us how to share your love and mercies with others. We love you, Lord. Embolden us. Let us be the light for others to see you. Take us on this journey. Take us by the hand, and let's get on. In Jesus' name, amen.